Carrie.
Yes, Russ.
Hi, Dan.
I'm doing good.
Good evening, darling.
Good evening. Good evening. Hello, stranger.
Hello.
Please do the introductions, please. Somebody.
Carrie. This is my lady friend, Vicky. Okay?
Vicky, it's a pleasure to meet you.
This is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Okay, let's get down to business and get things on the road. First of all, we have a fairly full schedule tonight. Guys, got any questions before we get things underway?
No questions, for us, I'm concerned.
Vicky?
No questions.
Shane? Do you have any questions?
No.
How full schedule are we talking?
We've just got the normal gang. Lots of things to cover.
I'm just trying to work on a new chit-chat, or just go jump right into one.
We'll see how time goes. Okay.
You're in charge of introductions. You're in charge of introductions.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to do it all. Great stuff. Greetings
and felicitations. Greetings, Omar. Good evening,
greetings.
Omar.
Greetings.
This is my lady friend, Vicky. This is Omar.
Greetings, Vicky.
Greetings.
Okay. Do we need any explanations on various members of the, as Kiri put it, the gang?
Well, she hasn't read the webpage yet, so...
Okay. I am the base commander, and it is my duty to oversee all assets of the operation on Hades base. It is also my duty to make sure certain misnomers are corrected and certain errors are corrected. I have final veto power of anything that is to be released in channeling sessions or that would go on the internet. Besides being the base commander, I am a manifester, which means that I can make things appear or disappear as I so desire by using no form of magic than my mind. For example, the temperature in your room down there, you wish it warmer or colder?
Cold, please.
Okay, let us see what we can do. It may take a few moments, and in a few moments we will continue discussing certain activities regarding not the previous week, but the week before's channeling session. I'm fine, thank you. I don't know about the host body. Now we will see how that goes. Okay. 2 weeks ago, we had various visits from certain dignitaries in relation to Ashtar Command and Sirius to keep you folks updated on what is going on. They have returned to Sirius, obviously. At the moment, all the information that you gave and all the concerns that you mentioned during the session have been taken, and they are analysing your answers, and they are starting what I think you would say is a committee to decide on what sort of individual would be suitable for the candidate position that will be used as a representative from Sirius. At the moment, they don't have any individuals selected for the position. They're just deciding what sort of individual would be suitable for this kind of work. The opinion so far appears to be somebody that had no experience at all with your planet, so therefore they will be an unbiased individual, unbiased towards us, so that they would not be in favour of any actions that would benefit us, but would benefit... Sorry, Skip? That's fair. Any individual that would be influenced by facts going on your planet. We are also analysing at this time the sort of profile of an individual or individuals that would be suitable as representatives for you. Once we have those, we will let you know. We will sit down and discuss them with you so that you will be able to aid us and yourselves in the process to find the correct
kind of individuals that would be suitable for the work that will be coming. The main idea appears to be a wide spectrum in age, so that individuals can be replaced, and the younger individuals will hopefully continue longer than the older individuals, so that it will always be a fresh infusion, that a majority will be there that will be able to coach and point a new individual in the right direction. It seems very probable that it will not be a individual, but a group of individuals. Okay, do we have any questions so far?
No.
Okay, I will continue further along with developments and what we are hoping with your help to do. Once we have selected an individual from Sirius, then we will give you the parameters that we, meaning us and you, have worked out that will be suitable for an individual or a group of individuals for your representatives. Skip was quite correct in saying that it would be better than one individual, and I personally do concur. And as I said, it is the leaning of the committee, as far as I know, that it will be more than one individual. How many, I cannot say at this time. Moving along to the next lot of items to be mentioned and possibly open for discussion is the current fluctuation in economies and political setup and situations around the world. We have been monitoring various concerning noises coming from two areas on your planet, one being China, the other one being Taiwan. They have reached an agreement that Taiwan will represent, accept that China is the central government, but they are independent. China has been threatening in a manner that is very aggressive posturing, and has put Taiwan in a very dangerous position that they are at the moment appearing to kowtow towards China. I perceive that this may change, not in the near future, but sometime in the future, that their stance will change. And again, we will be threatened with a possible action of hostilities. The interference that was created by certain political representatives from outside sources did more to harm the situation than to soothe the situation. Moving to another hostile spot, Kosovo. The situation, again, there is still very unstable, even though there are forces from the United Nations in that area and forces from NATO that are controlling the various political setups that are going on. It is very hard for them to do so, and if anything, the situation is a little bit more exacerbated by the presence of the different political international forces that are stationed there. It could turn hostile very quickly if they were withdrawn at this time, but it could change. Moving to another hotspot, to Colombia. That is not Colombia, Ohio. That is Colombia. It's in Bogota. Okay, so it was not a very good attempt at a pun. The situation in Colombia at this time, again, is becoming very unstable. I do not see a coup occurring at this time, mainly because of external influences and shall we say, slush funds that have been contributed from another foreign national state. However, the situation is very tenuous. The rebels are gaining strength and momentum, very much so. And it should be noted that their equipment is just as good, or if not better, than the government forces of Colombia,
which opens a whole spectrum of possibilities on what is going on. I think that should cover all the national and international goings on at this time. We can deal with the national problems after answering the set of questions that you guys, I hope, have at this time.
I have a few.
Okay.
Okay. And China and Taiwan both look at the future in a long-term view, nothing ever than short-term.
Correct.
So that means they both have separate agendas on what they're working for, but neither one of them, like I said, they're working for the long term. Taiwan's working on gaining respect in future talks. But I can't figure out what China's role in trying to escalate any kind of posturing at this point, except for just to scare them.
Taiwan is perceived by China as being part of their territories. Taiwan is where Chiang Kai-shek in
59.
Could be correct. It would be necessary to fact check that.
Right.
Fled to when Mao Zedong and the Red Revolution proceeded to oust them to. The long-term view for China is the return of that province to its rightful, as they perceive, control. The nationalist government on Taiwan or Formosa holds the same opinion in reverse, that they are the rightful government of China. To them, they are in exile and one day hope to be able to return to assume their correct position within the government and have a democracy.
So a standoff.
Yes.
Okay. Now, two questions. Number one is, Russia currently has a major problem with their economic situation and their strategic arms.
Yes.
Where recently they've had cash shortages where they weren't able to pay the power bills, and places that take care of the nuclear facilities went off power. All security, lights, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering how much of a threat this is for maintaining their arsenals.
It is very much a serious threat. However, it is one that has been ongoing, and fortunately, individuals have not taken the gumption or the initiative to be able to remedy the situation, and therefore have exacerbated the security problems in relationship to this. It is our belief on the base that so far you have been lucky that nothing has turned up missing in a serious capacity. Any questions from anybody else other than Russ? Young lady?
No, I haven't.
Skip?
No, sir. He deserted us.
Yes. Okay. Let us continue, Russ.
Okay. Indonesia. There seems to be some political turmoil there.
I believe that is nothing new.
No, that's true. But there is a great deal on this earth, the planet-wide, for more reform and less conservative efforts on the parts of governments. And that seems to be spreading all over.
Mm-hmm.
Also nothing new. How much of a problem, though, do we see this as forming later on as we get more closer to the year 2000?
Okay. I do not see the year 2000 being so much of an important factor, except for the fact of the general computer problems and glitches that will occur. However, what is of interest is not so much the year 2000, but the reasonings why a lot of these places want reform. Even in your country, there is a call for reform. What is wrong with the systems of government that have worked in some cases for hundreds of years to require reform? And What sort of reform are they requiring? Is the reform that they are requiring going to be in a positive or negative vein in the end? Also, why change something that has worked reasonably well for a great length of time? These questions are something that need to be addressed not so much by the governments, but by individuals themselves. On why do they wish these reforms? Why would they believe that these reforms would not be detrimental or a positive factor? It is something that many people do not think about. They see one way and go, if we do it this way, it will be better. But they do not know until they start to implement these changes. And if they are done hastily, as they are requesting at the moment, then that could open to all sorts of problems and abuses. Okay, young man, you have a question? Okay. Okay. Okay, finally, your area of habitation being the United States. Okay, let us look at what is going on throughout the United States. There are certainly some very interesting little things going on, but we will save those for the moment and look at something that is of concern in a sloppy nature. Just a few days ago, launched into orbit was the space shuttle. As it was launched, there was a fuel leak. I am personally very concerned over the reasoning to let a mission continue that is having fuel problems, that even as it went into high orbit, it was leaking fuel of a serious nature. It seems to me just a few years ago that a failure in an O-ring led to the leakage of fuel that ended in the disaster of the Challenger space shuttle. Have they forgotten what happened? Have they forgotten the harm that was done? Have they forgotten the repercussions? I am very concerned about the sloppiness of NASA and in turn the sloppiness in general of what is going on throughout your country, that this is just a symptom of what is happening. If you factor in with the previous mentions and comments on the necessary actions for reform, and you analyze that, factoring in also the sloppiness of NASA and things in general, you may be able to, if you use as much of the information as possible, realize that there is an overall trend and something needs to be looked at to understand why. I am not saying that there is a positive or a negative way of remedying these situations, but being aware of them can be an advantage to particular goals. Getting back to what is going on within your continental United States, we can look at other situations and cases where sloppiness is a factor that is very very causmatic on a general symptom overall. For example, it seems to me that there is a investigation going on that has been handled very sloppily, that has been spending a considerable length of time within news mediums, that is no nearer to being solved than it was when it occurred a few years ago. Again, that is a symptom of sloppiness and is a general case feeling that is going on. It is something that may be worth investigating
for other symptoms of, for want of a better term, sloppiness. Okay, do we have any questions? Let's start around the room. Young lady?
No.
Okay. Russ?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
You can go through anybody else if you want first.
Okay. Nothing. Okay. Nothing?
No, not at the present.
Okay.
Back to me. Okay, I studied the space shuttle launch pretty extensively.
Yes, I know. That is why I brought it up.
Right. Now, the fuel leakage that you mentioned wasn't reported in the media. No. It was reported as being a false fuel leakage, which was why they delayed it the second time. And they found that that wasn't a fuel leak, and they could have launched anyway. Mm-hmm. What the problem on the main launch happened was that the power cell that controlled the two engines, the two of the controllers out of the three went out, or a controller that controlled two of the things went out and had to go switch to backups. Mm-hmm. And the pilot, the commander, she radioed in that she was reading a fuel leak, the media reports that it wasn't a fuel leak, it was just a short.
No, it was a fuel leak.
It was a fuel leak. Okay, because yeah. They, like I say, they downplayed it as being just a false reading.
That is incorrect. It was a fuel leak.
That makes a difference.
Yes, that is why I say I am very concerned. And the logic of downplaying it is also evident in the comments that I made about Challenger. Mm-hmm. So it is something that hopefully they realize. Let me rephrase that. Obviously, they realize the very serious nature, but it is still sloppy. At any time, they could have aborted and ditched the tanks and returned to or landed at a different location. They took the risk. After all, going into space, the business is very risky. But they have never used any of the emergency scenarios. I would have thought this would have been the perfect opportunity to do so. However, there was political pressure because of the first female commander of the space shuttle. Mm-hmm. So it had to be a success. Supposing the pressure from political sources meant the death of the commander and the crew, that would have served their purpose just as well as a successful mission. Mm-hmm. She would have been immortalized and canonized as the first female commander to die in space. It would have served their purposes far better than to have a successful mission. The successful mission means that the space missions can continue. If it had been a disastrous failure and all life had been lost with the vessel, certainly it would have been a great tragedy, but the political forces would have turned it to their advantage. So there are these factors to be weighed as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Question.
Yes.
It seems to me, maybe I'm wrong, clutching at straws, but it seems to me every time a woman is involved in this space projects, mm-hmm. they get so much political pressure, they stumble over their own feet trying to get it done.
Yes, I think you are very correct. The school teacher, Kirsten McCulloch, is that correct in her name? Mm-hmm. She is very much being canonized as the first civilian space fatality. Mm-hmm. A common garden, everyday school teacher going off into space and losing her life. You see what's happened to her and the way that she has been canonized by the political system. The same thing, but only greater, would have happened to the current commander of the space shuttle. So Skip is very correct in saying that political pressure is brought to bear at a tremendous amount for these missions to succeed. But secretly, they are happy either way. If it fails, they become canonized and they can go and be very
political and do great deeds under this person's name by setting up trust funds and awards and scholarships and so on, as happened in the Kirsty McCulloch situation. What they would have done if the current commander had been killed, who knows? But certainly it would have been a great cry in a political sense. Okay, let us continue.
Okay. On regards to the case you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
That's one case where we saw a lot of sloppiness in the police department, but we just recently saw another case.
Yes.
I'm wondering if that, along with the general laxative, like Skip was mentioning and you were mentioning,
mm-hmm.
is a sign that we're approaching entropy.
And what did I say a few moments ago?
Just it's a spreading thing.
Mm-hmm. Which would imply
kind of that people don't care, apathetic attitude towards certain aspects of their jobs and life.
Now, if you take it further, what happens?
Mm.
Follow the equation through.
Mm.
If everybody doesn't care, nothing happens. When nothing happens, correct. And everything collapses within itself, and so on.
Isn't it a circular route? Call it is it a reversible route?
I cannot say.
It sounds like that everybody has got to fathom this out for themselves.
That is why I cannot say.
Okay,
let us continue. Do we have any more questions? Young man?
Oh.
Young lady?
No.
Feel free to ask at any time. As Kiri would say, we do not bite unless you request us to do so.
Is it possible that your sloppiness also be interpreted as people who are getting less concern for human life?
That is very possible. There are many different ways to interpret the information, and all of them will have a certain amount of truth or a lot of truth. Saying that it is a symptom of disrespect for human life is very probable. We could just as easily say, and just as probably be correct, in saying that it is also a lack of respect for other people, which is almost the same thing, but not as harsh as for life in itself. All of these things are a symptom. You can take almost any statement and prove it true as long as the statement is worded in a way that leads to the correct conclusion. To take a question a stage further and say that is human life any less valuable than it was 5 years ago or 10 years ago? Or 15 years ago. And if you look at the statistics, one would be very strong to believe that, yes, it does seem to have less of a worth than it did 5 years ago or 10 years ago. But it is also necessary to factor in the increased growth of the population in general and whether the factor of is it the same 100,000, 1 in 100,000, or 2 in 100,000 that are killed by murder each day? Or is it higher percentage? Is it 3 or 4 or 5? Then you can look at the figures more closely. You can say in one location that it is less than it was 5 years ago. Fewer people are being murdered. But if you take a general overall pattern of the earth, then you would see that it's quite probable that there is increases in this statistic. And if you were to look at the increase in population, you'd have to factor in the growth of the population to the amount of worth of people's life in general. So therefore, you could word it in any number of ways that would lead to the same conclusion, but without giving the information on the percentages of the worth. It is hard to say or lead you in the direction that would give you the information necessary.
I'd like to make an observation and a question if I could.
Certainly.
40 years ago, the America, let's take for example, had basically two kinds of life. You had small-town America and big-town America. Mm-hmm. And our moral structure was pretty much based on a mixture of the two, but stronger toward the small-town America. Where in small-town America, you had a more moralistic society. Marriages lasted a long time. Kids grew up into set patterns that stayed with them, that they followed from their dads or moms. Now, we're seeing with the internet spreading, people are, big cities are actually now in small cities. I mean, you can be in the middle of nowhere, and it's still as if you're in the middle of Los Angeles for as much information as you can access in a minute, and as many people as you can contact even quicker. And I'm wondering if perhaps that's a state that's changing the moral, social, and...
sadly, unfortunately, the change already occurred before the arrival of the internet. You have to remember that the internet has been around far longer than you realize. Can anybody answer this simple question? Who were the first people to use the internet?
Colleges.
When?
It was back east when the major colleges were trying to connect up their databases between the two of them so they could share information.
When was that?
1961, 62.
In 1959, the military forces were using computers to talk between various bases.
Wasn't that NORAD?
That's correct.
NORAD.
NORAD, I guess it was.
Yeah.
NORAD, it was the first computer built.
First military computer.
Yes.
And there were the substations related to that. There was a network. That was the very first inklings of the internet.
Wasn't that 1946 or 47?
49 was when it was operating effectively.
I'm sorry?
59 was when it was fully functional and working on a large scale as opposed to within the base.
Okay.
This is a network from base to base.
Okay, then it was started to build in 46 or 47.
Correct.
Okay.
But the internet... grew very slowly until about, I would say, 95, where it took off with a bang.
Well, isn't that due to the invention of the transistor and then the, consequently the evolution of the chip?
Correct.
Okay.
The problem with the early system or the early internet was that you were using what is returned to cable.
And vacuum tubes.
And vacuum tubes. But cable for the communication, the telephone lines. Cable. As Monka pointed out a few weeks ago in reference to cable modems, I believe he mentioned that they're not as new as people believe.
No.
It is a return to them. The fact that the quality and the setup is far superior than it was in 1959. And 1947 is what is different about them.
Fiber optics.
Correct. Much more superior. Okay, let us continue with questions. Okay, last questions.
No. Young lady. General topics?
No.
Young man? Surely you must have something. Skip?
No, sir.
All right, we're discussing the weather patterns before we started the channeling session. I want to ask you a little bit about that, but at least one question on it. Is currently they're working on the fact that weather shifts in our planet system are either a combination of two things or two things separately. One is the solar flares causing shifts in our weather patterns, and the other is a magnetic pole shift, which affects the wobble, which affects the weather. Is it both of these or a combination of the two?
It is interesting that you bring up
the magnetic shift. Okay, the magnetic shift has no relevance to the increase in temperature on its own. In conjunction with the activity of the sunspots and the normal motion and movement of magnetic alignments creates an enhancement in the friction, one having an effect on the other. Independently, if there was not the magnetic pole set up, then the solar flares would certainly increase the warmth, but not as exponentially as the increase in movement that it generates within the pole, if there was a pole. The motion that is occurred is a normal motion that happens, and the increase in the solar activity is also a normal increase that occurs. In combination, it generates an increase in temperature because of the friction that is occurring. The effect of transferring the heat to the surrounding area, again, is a natural phenomenon. However, if there wasn't either, then your planet would be a cold, useless rock supporting minimal, if any, life at all. Both are very necessary for existence. Both together can be very fatal for human existence, or any existence. But it is also, as much as it can be fatal, it is also very necessary. And to this, it is part of what happens. It is the natural cycle and evolution of a planet. Now, if there was no magnetic pole, the core of your planet would cool much more rapidly. However, with the pulling of the sun's magnetic and gravitational force, which affects the poles of your planet, means that the movement creates friction, and in return of creating friction, creates magma and heat. So it is very necessary and important. Okay, thank you. Last questions. Okay. You will have to excuse my attempts at humor. Thank you very much. Live long, prosper.
Thank you, Owen.
Hello.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey. Okay. Greetings.
Greetings, Tridu. How are you doing, Tridu?
I am functioning well. Greetings, young lady.
Tridu, let me introduce this young lady. This is my lady, and her name is Vicky.
Vicky,
this is Tridu.
I am honored and being of pleasure to meet your acquaintance.
Thank you, Tridu.
You are most welcome. Greetings, young man.
You mean Tweedbird or Treebird?
Treebeard, although that is not my real name. It is not within your linguistic ability to distort your tongue to being of able to say my name.
Do you remember this young man, Treebeard?
I am of remembering many things.
This is Shane, my grandson.
That is correct.
Okay.
I believe being of a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Okay, let us say at this time that we are of answering questions. As much time has been taken by Amol, we will keep things of short, as I am being told that we have extra person of showing for talking. So instead of being of dissertation, I give of answering questions for you.
Okay.
recently in one of the sessions that I'm transcribing that you were speaking in, you, when we were talking about divas, you mentioned the fact that divas use our energy. And I'm wondering, how do divas use our energy? Is it for in positive, in working with making the garden more beautiful, or negative, in making it so, for example, if someone is hurting a place, to make it so that it was less beautiful?
I would think that would be of evident that both being of use depending on situation, as you stated.
So the divas work off the person's energy that's involved.
That is being of correct. As you stated, if negative, then use negative. If positive, then being of using positive.
Okay. I guess the question I have was, why did they use our energy? Why not just use earth energy or ether energy?
What is nearer and easier and is of causing either being benefit or negativity? Why not use the root cause of either positive or negative?
That's true.
Feminine energy be more accessible.
It is not so much being accessible, but for being that is source of either benefit or negative.